Hey, Don, what's 4 inches wide, gray, and something that's never been seen before?
How would I know if it's never been seen before, Yael?
Good point. It's a new type of meteorite. Scientists discovered it recently in a Swedish quarry that's also been a source for over 100 L. chondrites, which are the most common type of meteorite. They named this new one AST-65.
I know scientists have collected over 50,000 meteorites in total, so this is a pretty big deal, isn't it? What makes AST-65 different?
Its chemical makeup. This meteorite has a chromium to oxygen ratio that's distinct from that of all known meteorites.
So not something a layperson would notice at first glance.
Definitely not. I mean, to me, it just looks like a gray rock in the middle of a chunk of pink limestone.
Thank goodness for scientists. What else can they tell us about it?
Well, let's go back 470 million years. That's when scientists believe a large asteroid collision happened. One of the objects in the collision is believed to be the source of L. chondrites, but the object it collided with was a mystery. Since scientists have dated AST-65 to be 470 million years old, they think that its source may have been the other object in the asteroid collision.
Do you think we'll find more AST-65-type meteorites on Earth?
Maybe. In any case, the find tells us that the meteorites falling to Earth hundreds of millions of years ago are a lot different from the meteorites falling today.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.